From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The campaign buses are all gassed up and ready to hit the road that leads to the June 2nd Ontario provincial election. The campaign starter's pistol was effectively fired today by Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell when Premier Doug Ford asked and she agreed to dissolve the legislature. You can expect more over the next month of the political posturing that's been ongoing for the past several months. Providing the biggest competition to the Ford Conservative government are the Liberals, led by Stephen Del Duca, and the Andrea Horvath-led New Democrats. The 25-year-old man driving the car involved in a March 28th collision on Airport Road is up on a provincial charge of careless driving. That morning, say police, the southbound car turned left at the lights on Westmount Boulevard and was hit by a pickup truck. Two people in the car were seriously hurt. Police in southwestern Ontario are investigating a disturbing discovery. They found a large drone stuck in a tree carrying 11 handguns. The OPP believed the drone's flight began in the United States, a short distance away. So far, no arrests have been made. Kids who might otherwise not have the opportunity to play summer sports are the target of the latest community initiative by the bikers group known as Risk Takers Chapter 705 in Timmins. President Dan Gloucester says the group's looking for donations of new or used sports equipment for the community in low-income housing on Sterling Avenue. He says the Risk Takers hope to use nearby parks for activities like a weekly or twice a month baseball game.
Have the little baseball game with the kids, provide a snack, a drink, something like that, you know.
Details on how to connect with the Risk Takers for your donation are over on MyTimmonsNow.com. And women's soccer will be played Monday and Wednesday nights all this summer on the new artificial turf at THNVS. Timmins Women's Soccer Club spokesperson Shelby Deacon says right now there are 5 teams, but that could increase if necessary.
So we generally try to take kind of bigger roster sizes. That way, if people have other commitments, they have kids, they have cottage, they have, I don't know, life, we can still play and people can come whenever they can.
Information and registration are on the club's Facebook page. We have a link to it on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.